Hey, it's Pat McGann. I'm in for Karen Conti till 5 o'clock. Great spending this Sunday before Memorial Day with you. I want to take a minute to thank all of the people in our service. I know tomorrow we're going to be thinking about all the people that sacrificed their lives for us, for our freedom, for our country. Certainly our thoughts are with them. All the veterans, all the families out there, thinking of all you. Hope everyone is safe and has a nice weekend. Joining me right now is a friend of mine. I want to say he's a friend of mine just to be up front, but we also have a relationship through the, what do you say, the business of journalism. He runs the newspaper out of my neighborhood, the Beverly Review. Got about 6,000 print subscribers. They cover the Beverly neighborhood, Mount Greenwood, Morgan Park. It's a thriving newspaper in what I like to think of in a thriving neighborhood, and we would not be such without them. Kyle Garms is the editor of the Beverly Review. Yeah, has been since 2014. Thought it'd be great to talk to Kyle about what it's like running a local newspaper, the struggles, the thrill of it, and just having a little chat with Kyle. Kyle, are you there, bud?
I am there, Pat. How are you? How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing well, man. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Absolutely.
So I have that right, right? You're the editor of the Beverly Review since 2014?
Yes, that's correct. November 2014. Time flies.
Time flies when you don't have any to yourself, right? I mean, you are a busy exactly. Man. I see your name all over the paper, and I think I probably have that right, close to the subscribers, right? You got about 5,500, 6,000?
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely.
All right, so talk about like running this paper, like maybe a day in the life or a week in the life of Kyle.
A day in the life is a lot of emails, of course, a lot of story ideas pitched to you just about every day. It's funny, you know. Used to think growing up, like, do they ever have a lack of story ideas? And then the first week on the job, you quickly realize that you're going to have plenty of story ideas every week. A lot of ideas coming in from local residents or local public relations firms or local businesses. So very, very, very rarely is there not enough to cover. Even during the pandemic, there's been plenty of stuff to cover to keep me busy. I love getting out in the neighborhood as much as I can. So
you have constantly stuff canned that is ready to go, and then you have the breaking stuff, right? So what are you working on for this week?
We had a lot of stuff this week. Friday afternoon, it was really nice. School you're familiar with, St. John Fisher School, had a nice walkathon for two faculty members who are battling breast cancer. So they had a nice walkathon around the neighborhood, and it was great to just get out in the field, like I always say, take some pictures,
yeah,
see some kids. A lot of kids, I've got a niece and a nephew there. I know you've got some children there yourself, so you see a lot of familiar faces. So, on the front page next week and inside the paper, there'll be a lot of pictures of and a story on nice kids doing a good thing to help out their teachers, walk through the neighborhood. They raised about $4,000 that's going to go right to OSF, Little Company of Mary Medical Center, right there in Evergreen Park, kind of in honor of the Beverly Breast Cancer Walk that always supports the hospital. So it's just a nice event going on there Friday afternoon, and always good to just get out in the neighborhood and see some folks.
And a great story, and a great, everything about that is good, right? People come back on Wednesday. This is when the paper comes. The Beverly Review shows up on Wednesday afternoon, typically, right, for my house. I'm a subscriber. And you open that up, and you see pictures of kids, might be your kids, might be neighbors, and it just, they're doing something positive, and it just makes you feel good, and also reinforces to the kids, look what you're doing is newsworthy, it's noteworthy, right. It's just, right. It's all good, right?
Yeah, it's all good. It's nice when you see, basically the printout of what the front page is going to look like. You're like, no, that's good news there. A bunch of, grade school kids out on the front page, front and center, above the fold, marching through the neighborhood, marching right by down 103rd Street, doing good things, raise money for a good cause. It's it's just great to see stuff like that. And like you said, it shows the kids, yeah, if you do good things, you know, you don't do it for attention, obviously, but people are going to recognize you if you do good things. So it's always good to get out to stuff like that.
Well, this year, certainly challenging for everyone. I'm sure you had your challenges. But the local paper became even more vital, more important, certainly a source to just kind of find out what things were happening in the neighborhood or where you could get maybe a vaccine or a test, you know, back when things were a little bit more uncertain. Can you talk about the year that you had there at the Brother Review?
Yeah, I mean, the last, obviously for everybody, it's been a wild 15 months or so, but yeah, you know, you're checking the state of Illinois homepage, you're checking cityofchicago.gov every day to see, okay, what's allowed, what's changing, 25%, 50%, et cetera, and all these different types of businesses. But I thought what was really cool is that, right when the pandemic really hit, you think, okay, well, what are we going to write about? People think there's nothing going on, but, you know, everybody got to work right away. You know, there was, all the businesses collaborated with Alderman Matt O'Shea to make lunches and to make meals for people on the front, working on the front line. Businesses hosting fundraisers, businesses starting delivery services, neighbors sewing masks for everybody, neighbors sewing masks for first responders. So that first, a few months of the pandemic, there was plenty to do. I mean, I didn't get to get out in the neighborhood quite as much, but there was not a lack of stories at all. It was every day, okay, look at this nice effort that all the neighbors are doing. I admittedly think of this this community effort called 19th Ward Mutual Aid, where they basically started like a free store down at a church on 110th and Longwood Drive, and every Wednesday they basically host like a drive-through pantry. It was just, you know, within a couple months, that was up and running. It was like no time was wasted. People thought of how they could help, and it makes for a great story, and they're still running strong. They do it every Wednesday. It's great stuff. So even with the pandemic, there's not been a lack of things to cover, just, you know, good people doing good things. So it's been pretty neat to see.
Yeah, I want to talk about the skepticism that people have with, I don't want to say newspapers, but maybe media or journalists, but maybe not as much with the stuff that's right under their nose. The Beverly Review seems to be like a never really doubted, right? It's a paper of record. It's trusted.
Right.
How do we grow that to, you know, kind of further that trust beyond the local neighborhood that we used to have? Do you think that's possible?
I'd like to think so. I mean, admittedly, there's a lot of stuff that happens in Beverly, in Morgan Park and Mount Greenwood, where you get media from all over the city there. So, and every, you know, media member I've met from the TV stations, the Tribune, the Sun-Times, they're all, I genuinely say, they're all good people. They're all out to do their job the right way, to tell the truth, to write, to be fair. I can't speak for every last single media member, but, you run into a handful of some of these media members when this major news happens, and they are all genuinely good people. So,
except Thomas Sulo, we just had him on. He's a real piece of work.
yeah, except him.
Do you mind if we take a quick break, Kyle? We'll come back to you, talk a little bit more about the Beverly Review and the newspaper biz.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're listening to WGN Radio, talking to Kyle Garms of Beverly Review. We're going to be back after a quick news break. Pat McGann in for Karen Conti. I'm here until 5 o'clock. That's when a real newspaper man takes over, Rick Hogan. And I'm talking to a real newspaper man right now, Kyle Garms. He runs my paper on the south side. I say my paper. It's a paper that I subscribe to and get weekly, the Beverly Review. Kyle, where do you guys print the Beverly Review? Who prints that?
We print out in the south suburbs. We've had to make some changes over the last couple years, but there's a printing press out in Blue Island now that we work with. That the family that owns the newspaper, the Olszewski family, they've worked with them over the years, and they've had a couple different places they work with. But
so wait, the paper is owned by a family? They own a bunch of papers?
Correct. The entire company is TR Communications, and they've owned papers down in Kankakee, where the family's from. But they've run the Beverly Review for basically about 35 years, 37 maybe technically, since the mid 80s.
Wow. And then do you have an idea of, like, which papers are more valuable to them than others, like certain communities?
I know the Review is a very, very, very valuable commodity for them, so to speak.
Oh, is that right? It's like the crown jewel.
Yeah, I can say that very honestly.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting. I never really thought about that. Like, where is it printed? And when do you have to have everything in by?
Monday at night we go to print. So Monday night is when you get home, you know you're a little bit tired, and you're very confident in what you did, but of course you always have those worries. I hope every last thing is right.
Is that when,
Monday afternoon, Monday night is when we send it off then.
Is that when you pour yourself a cocktail and relax it there at St. Simeon or wherever whatever estate you have built up from the papers?
Yeah, give me an IPA or something, turn on the Sox game, sit on the balcony, listen to my man Jason Benetti, and just relax for a few hours.
Good for you, man. I know you work so hard. I mean, with the a smaller paper, I'm sure people can appreciate the work that goes into it. Are you alarmed at all, like, this stuff going on at the Tribune? Are you alarmed at all with what's I mean, obviously you must be, right? What's going on with journalism and newspapers? And would
I've been following that as much as I can, and you can tell how concerned, so to speak, all the Tribune reporters are. Obviously they care very much about their product, and they care not just about their positions, they care about keeping the city informed and doing a good job and churning out good stories. So yeah, I've been tracking that very closely. I just hope things work out the best for
Well, I've had conversations with people. I mean, some of these people are my friends, guys I went to college with.
Sure,
and
sure.
A lot of times their reaction would be like, "Oh, the media, blah, whatever." You had people in power talking about the media this way as the enemy or whatever for how long now? Years. And
yeah, several years.
A lot of that's coming to roost. Meanwhile, if you don't have journalists, you don't have a light shine on graft, corruption. You don't have really anyone watching the store, right?
Right, right. Like I said, these reporters you meet, these reporters that are out there pounding the pavement, so to speak, they're all good people. They love their jobs. They're, the best thing that, or, one of the most important things I do is I try to read, other good reporters all the time. They do a great job. I learned a ton from them, from the Sun Times and the Tribune reporters of the world. I try to read them all, as much as I can every day to get a true feel for what's going on. And they're just so, I'm amazed a lot of times at what these reporters know. Obviously it comes after decades of doing what they do, but you're like, God, they know so much. Like, if you want to know what's going on.
Who are some of your favorite writers that have influenced you, journalists?
I'm a huge guy over the years. I mean, I'm a huge Mike Royko fan. I'm the columnist Mike Royko. If I'm ever like
Kyle, come on. I've got a bunch of his compilation stuff.
Oh, I love books, Mike Royko.
Columns.
And it's still relevant today. I mean, not that, he's only 10, 20, 30 years ago, but it's still relevant today. I'll sit and read his books, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, it applies today. It's just big Mike Royko fan. If I want to read about politics, I'm like, all right, I'm going to read Fran Spielman. Like, she's on the pulse of everything.
Right.
I try to listen to her podcast when I can. Like, she's right on the beat. Carol Marine was amazing. If you're following election stuff, you watch her interview. She's got tabs on everything.
My wife and I watched her farewell on Chicago Tonight, and I think we were both in tears. It was like a, growing up in the 80s, she's definitely on that Mount Rushmore type of,
Yeah. Like, I picture like her and Ron Majors, like that was the thing, if I remember correctly.
You picture them doing what?
Just kind of doing the news together.
Right.
If I remember right.
Yes, right. Exactly. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, and yeah, again, for election stuff, you watch her interviews, and she's like, God, you know, she's
brilliant,
in complete control. Yeah, brilliant, totally brilliant.
Do you have a, do you see the local papers changing because of that? Possibly becoming more investigative, or maybe a home for some of these people that might be looking for a gig?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. It's hard, and, you know, I'd love to do more of that stuff where I'm at, at the Review, in the position I'm at, but sometimes it gets a little difficult because it's just a handful of us. I mean, you can always, there's always a way to do it,
right.
But, you know, it's hard when there's only a certain, so many amount of people. But yeah, to get, any experienced journalists out there, any help they can provide. Yeah. You of course you have to be, open to what they have to say and you know, what they'd be willing to contribute then.
Yeah. All right. Favorite story this year. And I'll get you out of here on this one. What was your favorite story that you covered this year?
Oh boy. I think about that from time to time. I think I'm just going to go back to, I guess right around now, this time last year, early June, when just a couple of local women sewing face masks for frontline workers, whether it was nurses or, there's a local woman named Dorothy Strouder who was sewed hundreds of masks or dozens of masks for the police, the 22nd District. So it was like, look at these people who just didn't waste any time. They sat down, how can I help? And they're sitting in front of their sewing machines, just thinking of ways they can help. They didn't have to do that, and here they are, just sitting down and doing stuff to just help people. They didn't waste anything. So I'll think of that. A woman named Dorothy Strouder, again, she sewed all these face masks. She goes down to the police department.
That's great.
And just distributes them all afternoon. It was just like, that's what it's all about. Think of how you can help, and go do it, and don't look for attention. Just do what you can do, and it makes a difference. It was a very, very nice thing.
Perfect. Thank you, Kyle. This is Kyle Garms from the Beverly Review. Make sure you guys are supporting your local newspapers and journalists out there doing great work. We're going to shoot over to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Pat McGanna, WGN, Chicago.